Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's all you. It's me too. It's your world.
Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Plowboy wanted to see if we caught that. Looked around. Hope nobody did. That was my official owning of his soul. Without any words. Doug Rose, Beavis and Butthead. Is this 93?
This was on Beavis and Butthead?
Nope.
No, I didn't hear it there. I've only heard it here.
It's a 9 o'clock hour. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Cam Jansen's about to join us. You can hear him on the Hardline every day from 3 to 6 here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And I just posted this on the fan page. We're always looking to try and help our listeners make money. Now, of course, most of them are in the highest tax bracket, as you have seen. But we are going to release some new TMA-themed merchandise. I was going to say merch, but then...
It wouldn't have been appropriate.
But then I decided to go ahead and say merchandise because I thought I had enough time.
Okay.
If our listeners would like to submit ideas for new merchandise and or design, and we decide to select it and then sell it, we will pay you $100 cash. $100 cash in the form of a check, but $100 cash. So that was just posted on the fan page because I get people submitting either ideas or like pictures, and I'm like, hey, why don't you turn this vision into cold, hard cash? So now,
no,
you can. Here on the program, we've already been joined by Brian Lawton. We've been joined by Rick Hummel, and we are about to be joined by Cam Jansen. And Cam is brought to you by Mantality. Doug, I think you could use some Mantality.
Really? Well, yeah. Yeah, as much as I work, as tired as I am all the time, I think that's probably right up my alley.
The Blues Report with Cam Jansen brought to you by Mantality. Check out lowtusa.com to find a location near you and to set up a visit with their board-certified physicians. Joining us right now here on the Appliance Discounter phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, Cam Jansen. Good morning, Cam.
Hey guys, what's up?
How irritated are you by last night's festivities?
Oh, I'm pissed about a lot of things. My, you know, City Eureka is like in turmoil right now. I'm flooded in everywhere. I'm just waiting for my basement to flood with sewage crap. I'm just waiting for that to just explode in my basement. Just the sump pump just not working. You know, I'm running out of beer. The Blues lost. You know, they got out hit again. On and on and on. I'm not in a good mood today, guys.
Good. Then let it out, brother. Let's have some therapy together.
How close is the water to your house?
It's pretty close, man. Like, I'm sitting out of my truck right now so I don't wake Kate up, and because I'm a good person. And I'm looking out, and I just see water right down the street. I mean, it's just creeping right up. Look, the upstairs level of my house, if it floods, then we're all dead because that means, like, the world's coming to an end. Yeah. I'm perked up pretty high. But my basement could flood. It's just a royal pain in the ass is what this whole thing is. And these poor people in Eureka, like poor Joe Bacardi. I mean, my gosh, who knows when they're going to open up again? If they do, you know, I mean, gosh, we eat Joe Bacardi 3 times a week. I don't know. Just, I feel bad. But again, and I've said this before, like, this community is so great, man. Everybody comes together no matter what, even from all around. They all come here and help everybody out. And that is really cool to see one way or the other.
And you were out there putting out sandbags, right? You were helping out.
Yeah, man, I was helping. I mean, I was getting in the way more than anything, but I was helping out. And, you know, you walk down the street to check out the water, and somebody needs help with something. So, you know, you go to one house and help, and then there's another truck, army truck, that is, full of sandbags. You go to the other house and help, and, you know, it's just it's a mess, man. I mean, overall, it's just a complete mess. And I just hope one of these days that I don't know what they could do to resolve this, but what would be pretty cool if they built a dam somewhere and clogged it up and made another Lake of the Ozarks about an hour away from here. Wouldn't that be cool? Like somewhere in like Rolla or something. that'd be fun, but that's not going to happen. Well, I'm thinking about doing that actually kind of by my house with Winter Brothers. We're supposed to build a quarry back there in like 80 years. We're going to get some sort of lake put in, but they shut that down.
And there's more rain coming, so thoughts and prayers. All right, about the Blues, a lot of people are ticked off about that scrum that ended with the Blues on the penalty kill.
Yeah, regarding that, first of all, they, you know, every scrum, they just went in there. They gave Reaver and McLeod 2 minutes each at the beginning of the game, too, just for just a little dust up. Like, they're just slowing the game down, like, dictating the game. Like, that hits home to me, that last play where Reaver got the extra, because that kind of scrum happens 15 times a game. And just when Reaver said you grab the toughest guy in the pile and you just hold on to him, that's a fact. That's exactly what you do. He's done that a million times. He didn't punch him. He just grabbed him. Everybody was grabbing each other. First, the refs go, oh, we're going to give you a 2, 5, and 10 or whatever the hell they said. We're going to just get you out of the game because we don't want to deal with you. That's all. That's laziness to me. That's what we don't want to deal with this. We don't want to, so we're going to kick you out of the game. But then they decide not to do that, and they're like, well, we're just going to give you an extra and really screw you over. Now, look, special teams won that game one way or the other. Good teams find a way to kill those off over adversity like that. Good teams find ways. We did not. We made a bunch of boneheaded mistakes in that game. Although at the beginning, I liked our play. I thought we were keeping pucks alive in the offensive zone. Our D were pinching up the walls, kind of like what we talked about. We're keeping kind of pucks alive. Shane Schwartz had Vladdy for 2 wide open plays right in the slot, and Vladdy got good shots off, but Rene was there. So we played okay, but look, 2 or 3 of their lines are completely outplaying 2 or 3 of our lines. And the one line is the fourth line with Ryan Reaves. They're getting outplayed, man, and they're getting out hit.
Yeah, the Blues didn't dole out a lot of the hits. Every time they showed highlights of what a physical game it was somebody from Nashville just plastering a Blues player somewhere. You think they need to pick that up in a big way on Friday? Oh, hello, Cam.
Nurse.
Oh, the water
Nancy.
Got him.
The water
got him.
Chasing lane?
Cam. The water got him.
Sometimes we like think they're gone, but then they're...
They'll pop
magically,
right back up.
Right. They're magically delicious.
Like a dandelion, they pop right back up. Like no, that. I think he's gone. Well, we lost a good man there. Yeah, I don't think he's back.
I think he's back.
Hello, Cam. Oh, yeah, we're here now.
Holy cow. All right.
Now you're really ticked off. Now you're really ticked off.
I am so mad about so many different things. It's sickening.
Yeah. And the beer.
I'm trying to control myself. But where I was getting at is once we do start picking up our hits, I feel like we're just not fast enough. Look, that fourth line for Nashville, Watson, where did this kid come from? He was leveling guys. And with a purpose, because he was quick and he was getting in there. He laid out Piarvi behind the net. Piarvi was so stunned, he gets a stick down and trips up the guy. Now they're on the power play. Things like that. God, he bulldozed a couple guys and made plays right after that. Like, he didn't just hit for no reason. Like, he was hitting guys, separating us from the puck, and then somebody else would come in and feed somebody in the slot and he'd get a point-blank shot, and Jake Allen would have to stand on his head. Things like that. And I think the reason why they're out hitting us is because they're faster. They're playing faster than us. That fourth line, that Cody McLeod can skate. He might not want to fight Reaver, and I get that, but he doesn't have to because he's laying guys out and he's pissing guys off, and Reaver's taking penalties on him. You cannot do that. Find a way to be physical. Find a way to keep up with the pace, and they're just not doing that. And again, with the boneheaded mistakes too. It wasn't a terrible game by any means. I thought Alex Steen played like a warrior, and you know he's injured. You know he is injured. You know it has something to do with his foot. And for him to go out there in the first period, lose a stick, go out there and like one-legged slide, block a shot right off his ankle, which is like the most horrible thing in the world. He played like a warrior. I like that. But a lot of guys are just nowhere to be found again. And you know who I'm talking about is number 57 and 21, David Perron and Patrick Berglund. Oh, God, Berkey again with a stupid slashing penalty. Yeah, P.K. Subban sold it again. But you're forcing them to move. When you're going a penalty kill like that, with a power play unit like Nashville has, with the fast-moving defensemen, you're just getting so worn out because they're just all over you in the offensive zone. And when you're done penalty killing, you just gas for two or three shifts at a time. It just slows the whole game down.
You think Robbie Fabry might have made a difference in this series, or am I just looking for an excuse at this point?
Sure. Yeah, maybe. I mean, yeah, of course. He's a good player. No doubt. He's a good player. You could look back and be like, oh, if we had Fabry, well, yeah. I mean, you could dissect it in a million different ways, but we don't have Fabry. I mean, we don't. And we're not going to get him back. But there's guys that need to step up. I mean, you wouldn't even ask that question if David Perron and Patrick Bergwijn were stepping up and doing what they're supposed to do and staying out of the penalty box and playing like they were a couple weeks ago. You wouldn't even have Robbie Fabry in your mindset, man. You really wouldn't. Unless you thought he was cute or something, Doug. I don't know.
No, I just think he's a very good player. You're saying they don't seem to be as fast. And I just kind of, yeah, like I said, maybe it's just an excuse.
I think he thinks he's cute, Cam.
Hopefully we didn't lose Cam again. Cam, you there?
I don't think we ever lose him. He just kind of goes into the tank
the
for a
flood water lapping up on his feet.
Cam, you drowning?
He needs to be bailing water somewhere, not talking to us.
Our show's pretty important.
Hello, Cam! Yes. Hello, Cam!
Yes.
No, he's
watch
not there.
Cammy Nunu. New.
No, he's not there.
Pardon me, Cam, are you back?
Mm-mm, no, he's not.
Cammy Nunu. New. Pretty good.
Mm. You know, those floodwaters go down and it leaves snakes and all kinds of stuff in there. Mm. Fish.
Serpents. Probably serpents.
Yeah. Salamanders. Frogs. Mm. Mud puppies. Mm. Not pleasant. Not pleasant.
I think Cam is back. Cam, are you with us?
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, it just seems everyone's down. I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but David Soul had a wonderful hit, Don't Give Up on Us,
wow,
Baby.
Wow,
that was a couple of years ago. And the powers that be at Scott Trade Administrative Office have set the course that this will be the official theme song moving forward of this particular series. So my question to you, Cam, because you are down, you're dealing with a lot of things. You haven't given up on the Blues. Have you, baby?
Nice.
No, I have.
No.
Oh, he has. No. Oh, you're back. Okay.
No, I have not
okay.
given up on the Blues. But on the other hand, they are in a deep, deep hole. And, you know, some of the mistakes are just like.
Bill's hole.
This is kind of more undisciplined mistakes, you know, turning pucks over, bad penalties, or just being a ghost and not showing up. Just a lot of things going on. But I did like our game off the first half of that game, and we were playing pretty well. But when Joe Edmondson's your leading scorer in the playoffs, you got a problem one way or the other. I mean, you do. Although you could look at their team and be like, oh, look at Ryan Ellis. I mean, that kid has completely killed us. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, but he's the greatest player that ever lived.
He's pretty damn good is what he is. And not only is he scoring goals and shutting down our top lines, he's legitimately saving pucks from crossing the goal line. Did you see that play where he just stuffed himself on the goal line and saved a guaranteed goal from Jaden Schwartz? Just little things like that. They're all coming together, and they're really playing a team-oriented type of game, and it's killing us.
So how do you expect the Blues to approach things Friday? Do they come out and just start hitting everything in sight, or do they worry about, well, that's going to be a penalty, I can't do that either? How would you suggest they handle it?
Oh, no, you can't worry about taking penalties. Just worry about taking the stupid penalties. Just watch the stupid stuff, the retaliations, the laziness, the hooks and the trips and stuff like that. If you get a hitting call because you buried somebody, like Pajarvi got buried, or like Petro got buried the other day, or like Paul Stastny got buried. I mean, don't think that when Paul Stastny got buried the other day where he cut his eye open for about 12, that he's not feeling that still, man. Like that, you get hit in the head like that, it affects you for days. It really does. If you take a penalty because you rock somebody, so be it. We'll kill those off. But if you take a stupid scrum penalty or this and that, you know, it's unacceptable. Those are the kills that you get scored on. And obviously you can tell because they've scored on those kind of penalties.
It looks like Reeves wants to fight somebody, especially McLeod, but nobody will have a go with him. He can't get anyone on his dance card.
Yeah, so what, though, Doug? So what?
Yeah, Doug,
put that off.
Look, listen, real quick. Cody McLeod is outplaying you, Ryan Reeves. You could try to fight him all you want. That kid is completely outplaying you. Not just you, but your whole damn line. I don't care about you beating his ass. I'd rather you rock guys and force him to fight you. Force him to fight you. Look, you know you're getting outplayed when you're chasing guys around trying to fight them. That means they're doing something. That means they're initiating game. That means they're rocking guys. That means they're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Instead of you challenging him, go make him fight you by running Subban over or by running Ellis over or by scoring a goal and escape out of their bench and be like, yeah, what are you going to do? Or something like that. I don't care. Do that. You guys, you're not getting in their faces. You're not doing anything. And you're chasing, and that's why you're getting penalties. And again with that penalty, though, oh, I was so furious. I was so furious with that. They're just finding ways to slow the game down. It's a lazy call because they don't want to deal with any kind of, you know, they feel like any kind of scrum or whatever. There's just no place for it now in hockey. No. We got to clean this up. I'm gonna give you a two. I'm gonna slow this game down. I'm gonna make sure you're gonna be irrelevant tonight because I don't want to deal with the scrums afterwards. Like, that's just, come on. You're just wussifying the game more and more and more and more. And you know, it doesn't do it. Like, no one's getting hurt with those scrums. Let them go a little bit. Let's see some like intensity. Let's see it. But just, it's just nonstop penalty here. Get thrown in the box 4-on-4. Like, you don't have to call 4-on-4 when there's a couple shoves going on. Come on. Let them play. Let them play it out. But again, the Blues didn't lose because of that penalty. The Blues lost because of a million different things. And that was just one of it. One of them. And again, good teams find ways to kill those off.
So riddle me this, Mr. Brawler. You got Edmondson leading the way in scoring, which you say probably isn't a great recipe. How do you get the guys that you've leaned on for goal scoring, like Berglund, more engaged? How do you get them involved?
This is what I'd do. I'd go in a locker room, and I'd sit them down, and I'd smack them right across the face.
Oh,
like,
my.
Wake your ass up, Bergie. I love you to death. Wake up. We need you the way you were 2 weeks ago, dominating the offensive zone, dominating a defensive zone, winning draws, hitting guys. That's the Bergie I want playing tonight. Smacky again. And then I'd leave.
So two smacks, a smack, yeah, for an opener, then a little talk, then a smack.
Just a backhand at the end. A little pimp slap. You know how it is, Doug.
Yeah.
Clip that off.
Now, will you be able to go to the game Friday? Can you get there?
Probably not.
You have to drive down Manchester all the way?
I mean... I'd have to go. I mean, it's just right, no way. Unless, if the river recedes real fast. So, but man, I can't leave my house. I'm looking at this monster creeping up, and it's just kind of a scary thing. But there's just no way I can leave my house, man. Hmm. We're trapped.
It's awful. That is just awful.
I guess you've taken everything from the basement, put that on the second floor, probably. You done all that?
Yeah, I mean, look, if my basement floods, it floods. It's whatever. The cats will be pissed. But other than that, you know, we'll deal with it. I mean, as long as, if it floods the upper part of my house, then, you know, the world's coming to an end because that means the flood is ridiculous. Mm. But if my basement floods, it floods. But it's probably going to smell my house up because it's probably going to be backed up sewage, which is always pleasant.
That's me. I've been swimming in raw sewage. I love it. I love it. Doug, Naked Gun, 1988, or was that Naked Gun 2.5?
I don't know the 90... years. I just don't know the years of these
two.
Cam, I wish you were here to smack Tim and Doug.
I would. And I think all three of you guys need mentality, to be completely honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, I think I could use
Doug's growing some nice man breasts, Jack.
Yeah. I got to try to get rid of those.
They got pills for that, too.
Yeah. Cam, we appreciate the time, sir. Thank you.
Cool, guys.
See you.
Peace. Cam Jansen with us here on the program. Cam brought to you by Mentality. Check out lowtusa.com to find a location near you and to set up a visit with their board-certified physicians. Doug, do you know anything about Ryan Kelly? I know he's the title sponsor of the program.
Well, if they had board-certified mortgage lenders, he would be. Maybe they do. I don't know. Maybe I don't know that much about the mortgage industry. I know they have board-certified physicians. If Ryan Kelly could be board-certified, I'm sure he'd graduate right at the top of his class among mortgage lenders because he is the number one mortgage lender throughout the Midwest and one of the top lenders in the entire country now by volume. And how does he get there? Well, he gives great deals. He gets superior service and very low interest rates. If you have a mortgage right now and it's not in the threes, you definitely need to call Ryan Kelly today to get yourself refinanced. You can save hundreds of dollars a month, maybe tens of thousands of dollars over the life of a 30 or even a 15-year loan. I've refinanced twice with Ryan Kelly, and I could not recommend it more highly. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Well, you shouldn't. So call Ryan at 314-781-9700. Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Ryan Kelly, title sponsor of this award-winning presentation. As I told you, when our basement got flooded this past weekend, it's because, Doug, there's like a drainage issue, and I'm trying to get that tended to. But it's part of it. Kelly Kernan of Big Boy Lawns tended to immediately. On a Saturday afternoon, he came over to do that. It's Big Boy Lawns, complete commercial and residential lawn care, landscaping, and snow removal, including mowing, fertilization, shrub trimming and removal, tree trimming, sod install, aeration, and much more. Big Boy Lawns has over 12 years of experience and treats all their customers like family. They're reliable, affordable, and have an all-local workforce. To set up a free estimate, call 314-732-3513 or look for Big Boy Lawns LLC on Facebook. Big Boy Lawns, let this big boy sweat for you. We're about 15 minutes away. I don't know, 15, 18 minutes away. From our Hot Shots email
what
today.
What is time, Tim? Honestly, I'm going to get down.
That's right. And it's unbelievable because Justin in Columbia has stopped Misty Plop's run. What will Misty Plops have to say today? The Seamaster reports no email from Plops yet. Very provocative.
It's not provocative at all.
Justin in Columbia could go up 3-0 in the month of May. And
Or how about someone else getting a W?
What?
Maybe someone else will have
like a White Collar Gangster.
Well, I don't think he's ever won, has he?
You know, Tim,
he won one time. Some people thought it was a sympathy vote.
Some you don't know that hasn't been covered on the fan page, but something that's red hot now with people is with the fantasy sports taking off. There's fantasy email leagues. And so now that piece of information that Plops has not submitted an email.
You're right. That's going to move action.
It's rippling all over the place.
Oh, it's back.
My money right now, Mr. Nipples, Mae Young's newborn hand might be in there as well.
Yeah.
Probably a low buy-in as far as on a DraftKings team, if you have.
If you had a four-person email DraftKings team, who would be your top four?
I got Tunnels 12,000.
Fine.
I have Misty. I have
Misty, though, is very expensive. You know, to get him, you got to pay.
Yeah, I'll have Misty, and I'll have Mr. Nipples.
And I mean, you got to have a value play at that point, or your roster is going to be over budget.
I think Mr. Nipples is a value play.
Doug, do you think Mr. Nipples is a value?
I think he is.
Nonsense.
You're right.
And Tunnel 12,000 might be a value play because haikus are very—it's a niche market, you know.
Right.
It's
like you play Rockies when they're at Coors, but you don't really play them when they're at Petco. You know what I mean?
Great analogy, Tim.
Misty Plop's email has just arrived in the inbox.
Oh, great!
Okay, fantasy email players.
I'd like to see step up. I'd like to see someone else emerge as a force to be dealt with.
You'd like to see the Rat in Bloomsdale back? Just say.
I would love to see the Rat. I would love to see the West County Turkey Baster.
What about Dan Beal?
Dan Beal.
He only writes in to talk about feet.
How about P-Hump? We haven't heard from P-Hump.
He's all
a
favor.
Time.
He's kind of like, you know, I mean, he's one of the all-time greats. He comes by for like opening day and waves and then leaves.
What about Bobby with the perm? Do you think he had enough traction where he's considered an all-time great? Because he had a run.
He's the Sandy Koufax of emailers. Brief run. Could have gone on longer, but decided to step away.
Yeah.
Doug, I think Stephen Wildwood's good value today. Thanks, W.
Stop it. Stephen Wildwood is a strong emailer.
That's why you agree it's a good value, if you're putting together your roster.
I would think he would be a nice... I'm not going to do this. This is stupid.
Why?
This
is a red-hot thing that people are doing.
It
is. Daily fantasy emailers.
It's like your mock draft with AM radio talk show host. That was nonsense.
Yeah, but this is important. This is important.
Right. This is different.
It's not that different. It's very similar, in fact.
Taste me, taste me, taste me.
Boy, you know what? With all this rain, there's going to be a lot of Little League games right now.
Yeah, that sucked, doesn't it?
But you can still get in your work. If you call the folks at 314 Sports.
How do you do that?
Because it's an indoor, state-of-the-art training center. It's It's also a baseball tournament company and the home of the St. Louis Redbirds Baseball Club. So if you're sniveling around, we can't play, we got rained out again, call 314-SPORTS, get the whole team in there, get a lot of batting practice in, you'll be ready to go when the fields dry out. It's also your one-stop shop for summer camps, and it's just $99 for the four-day camps. It's the best deal in town, and you can add on afternoons and on Fridays. Boys and girls ages 5 to 14 get access to the entire training facility, and the camps are run by their team of certified instructors. The camps start June 5th, and they fill up quickly, so register now. Groups of five will be offered great discounts, or you can mention you heard it here from me, and you get a special discount. How about that?
Nice.
Baseball camps at 314 Training Academy. It's right off Strassner Drive in Brentwood. Great weekly activity for teams of all ages. That's 314 Training Academy. Here's their website. I'm about to give it now.
Do it.
314sports.com. Good way to get some indoor hitting in while your games are rained out.
Why do you say it like that? Look, tell them
I. Because it's very frustrating.
Tell them Doug Vaughn sent you, in case people aren't clear who the one speaking is.
Okay.
Or just say the dandy man sent
you. No, I don't have to say that.
Doug Vaughn
sent you. Don't get the discount if you say it.
Doug Vaughn.
See what I did there?
I heard it.
Yeah. Oh, it's frustrating when you got a Little League team really ready to go. This time of year, you're really ready to play, and here comes the rain, and you're thinking, some of these fields are underwater now.
KAA.
Yeah, you may not play for a month. Actually, the water tends to recede.
Now you're arguing
quickly
with yourself. You just made a blanket statement, then you immediately backed up.
It could be 2 or 3 weeks. I've been through that. One day you go down there, and there's 4 feet of water, and the next day there's no water, but it's still muddy, and you're not.
That's how I feel about my hairline in 97.
You're not playing for 2 or 3 weeks.
So 314, I call him and I say, hey, Plowsy sent me, and then I'm good? Or it has to be you?
No, it has to be me.
Doug Vaughn.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I might do that, Doug, because I want to keep my kid in the groove.
There'll be a lot of people who want to do that, so I'm sure they'll be busy. So you need to probably call them today.
Well, if I say Doug Vaughn sent me, they'll put me at the head of the line, right?
You get a special discount if you're a group of five or more.
Doug, Manny Machado may need to go to 314 Sports because he plays baseball.
Oh, he's not happy.
Oh, God. And he is none too pleased with Boston.
They threw at him.
The Red Sox, Chris Sale. Do you say Sale or Sale?
I say Sale.
Okay, this is what Manny Machado had to say after last night's game against the Sox.
Thoughts on that pitch being behind you?
What do you think? Howard stuff. I mean, that's stuff that you don't do. But, I mean, I'm not on that side. I'm not in that organization. They're still thinking about that same slide that I did that was no intention on hurting anybody. And you know, I'm still trying to get hit at. Get thrown out of my head. Get thrown out everywhere. I've lost my respect for that organization, for that coaching staff, for everyone over there.
I saw you sort of jawing at the bench after that fact. I mean, the conversation.
I mean, if you're going to hit me. Go ahead. Hit me. No, don't let the keep lingering around and, you know, keep trying to.
Watch your language.
Maybe you should do something about hitting pitchers out there with balls in their hands, throwing 100 miles per hour, trying to hit people. I got a bat, too. I could go up there and crush somebody if I wanted to. But you know what? I'll get suspended for the year, and the pitchers only get suspended for 2 games. That's not cool.
He does have a point. He does have a point. If he goes after someone, it would be a lengthy suspension where pitchers buzz the tower. A couple games.
Don't say buzz the tower.
I like that.
I would not want to be thrown at by Chris Sale.
See? I told you.
He's a gangly guy. He's all arms and legs. He's throwing 100 miles an hour. Yeah, it'd be a very unpleasant thing to have to dodge the pitches. That would hit him like right behind his knee.
Now, when you just got buzzed, did you ever charge the mound? Did you ever have a situation like that?
No.
Would you?
No.
Don't you think sometimes it's called for?
If someone throws... But the level I played at, you got hit because the guy had lousy control, not because he was trying to hit you.
Maybe they were jealous because you looked very good in your uniform.
I'm sure they were. Yeah. I'm sure that had something to do with it.
I agree with that.
But if you got somebody throwing 100 miles an hour trying to hit you or something, you know, that can be career threatening.
Right, and especially when you're in the American League where pitchers are never going to have to be at the at home plate hitting. Ever. Yeah. I think he makes some points.
Yeah.
Boy, he'd look good as a Cardinal, Machado, wouldn't he?
I don't think they have a place for him. I just don't think you could. We have a shortstop. We have a third baseman. So I don't think there's a spot for him.
Yeah, they could invent a spot. Short center fielder, lobby to get an extra player.
You'd have to bring more to the lineup than what Manny Machado brings.
Doug, Salt Lake City officials are not happy with the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, no.
I think I know why. Was it because the Warriors said there's no nightlife in Salt Lake City?
Right.
I've been to Salt Lake City. I've seen that there's no nightlife.
So they're not going to be happy with you, and the mayor's going to attack you as well.
When were you in Salt Lake looking to do some clubbing, Doug?
The University of Missouri played an NCAA tournament game.
Was that 1995 when they lost to Tyus Edney? But I think they might have beaten the general Robert Montgomery Knight in the first round. Is that right?
I don't even remember who they played. I just remember being in Salt Lake City with
kind of subpar show prep.
Yeah. I don't remember who they played.
The tourism agency in the state capitol launched a website and video Monday titled There's Nothing to Do in Salt Lake that features people enjoying drinks and food at popular breweries, bars, restaurantes, and sporting venues while the words no fun and no drinking sarcastically flash across the images. Now, Scotty Beck, president of Visit Salt Lake, sent a letter to the Warriors to accompany the video, saying the city can't wait to host the 2015 NBA champions as they face the Utah Jazz in the Western Conference semifinals this weekend. In case you do stumble across something to do while here in Salt Lake, all of our bartenders and servers are on notice to keep you up late.
Oh, don't threaten us like that.
Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie...
Papers.
I like Doug.
Doug, it's Jackie Biskupski.
Oh, okay.
Let's just go with papers.
She tweeted at the Warriors on Monday that they seem, quote, concerned about where to cry in your beer. Plenty of places. First drinks on me.
Mm. I'll tell you what, you mess with Salt Lake, you got trouble.
Are the Warriors really going to Salt Lake City to drink? It's the playoffs. Can't you stay inside and just play it cool for a couple of nights?
Maybe get one margarita from the hotel bar?
The Warrior fans ought to be upset that their team is going there thinking, where are we going to party? You know, you got the whole offseason to party.
Would you ever mess with Salt Lake, though?
I wouldn't mess with it, no. Salt Lake City is a very, very nice place.
What do you like about it?
It's just kind of upscale. It's have you ever been there? It's nice.
That's Salt Lake's really scary to me.
The lake itself.
You agree with me, Plow Predator?
The city or the lake itself?
No, the lake.
Oh, yeah, I have been. Well, as a kid, you float. You always float in there, right?
Yeah, we visited as a... I was a little tyke, though, so I've been there in a while.
So and, you were scared by the lake?
I had a bad... Well, I'm scared of water. I had a bad experience.
Scared of water?
How can you be afraid of water?
Absolutely terrified.
You mean of swimming?
I don't mind pools. It's the...
Do you drink it? Are you willing to drink it?
I mean, yeah, if I'm swimming in it, I probably will take a drink and probably...
No, that's when you don't drink it.
If you had a glass of water, would you, like, have an
like,
eye
I have a
it?
Bottle of water here. Like, are you petrified?
This water might try to get you somehow.
What I'm terrified is of, like, little creatures beneath it I can't see.
Mm, yeah. Like little boys with curious hair.
No. I don't like swimming in the
Tim's
ocean.
Tim's on the right path. Little boys in...
No, you mean like snapping turtles that want to bite the
sensitive... Turtles,
sea turtles,
catfish,
eels.
That, if I can't see it, I'm scared.
Crabs.
So. Yeah, crabs are scary.
Eels.
Jellyfish. I guess they wouldn't have that in the Great Salt Lake, but they got other stuff that would bite you.
Me using my hand on myself?
Mm-mm.
Doug, Andre Iguodala said... Utah can lull you to sleep and make you think, man, let's just get out of here. And then Matt Barnes said, there's no nightlife in Utah. Now, Jazz forward Joe Ingles, an Australian who's played in Utah for the past three seasons, jokingly suggested that Warriors players rent a jet to fly to L.A. or use his car to drive to Las Vegas. That's a nice gesture on Ingles' part.
Yeah.
How far a drive to Vegas from Salt Lake?
What do you think that
seems
is?
Like it's a bit of
it seems
a
like that's a thing.
Yeah. Yes.
So you can't just stay around the hotel, eat dinner for just a couple of nights during the playoffs. You can't do it.
No, it's like a prison sentence.
Right.
All right.
Especially if you're in the playoffs and you're supposed to be focused on every game, which is the most important thing in your world, you still need to go out and drink till 4 a.m.
Can you imagine any team in any other sport concerned with the party nightlife as they go into another city to play a playoff series?
Say what, like email of the day, rotisserie league, that kind of thing?
No, I mean the real thing.
Oh, the real thing.
Yeah.
Tourism officials are used to dealing with the perception that Utah is a dull, quiet state where the only thing to do is ski, hike, or visit family-friendly entertainment options tailored for kids. The reputation is based largely on the influence of the Mormon Church, which teaches its members to abstain from drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
Quote, it was a little bit of deja vu, Beck said on Tuesday, laughing about when he read the Warriors' comments. It was like, oh no, not again. And then, wait a minute, this is an opportunity. Beck's team then created the website, produced a video, and rolled out a social media plan. Everybody knows we have great Red Rock, and everybody knows we have great snow, but they don't know we have this incredible urban core. We're floating around some really good ideas.
Okay. It is what we think it is. It's kind of a boring place, but it's nice and pleasant.
But you come face to face with your fear of water when you're there.
Yeah, you do. You do.
I don't believe anything's living in the Salt Lake, though.
Oh, there's got to be something living in there.
What do you think's sitting there? Quinn Snyder.
Salt creatures. Salt creatures.
Like what? Like a stone crab?
Are you telling me there's no fish in the Great Salt Lake? That can't be true.
Fish can't live in salt water, bro. Check out the ocean.
Well, there are fish there.
No. Debatable. A lot of people think when they have pictures of people pulling like 400-pound marlins out of the ocean that it's fake news.
Right.
It's just there for the marlin
what
industry.
What do you know about the marine world?
I watch Deadliest Catch, okay? So I know everything.
Palsy, look that up. See what kind of creatures are in the Great Salt Lake. I'm sure there are fish.
And then tell them I'm much too busy to Google it on my phone.
See what's in there. I bet there's some salt creatures.
But while you do that, we'll go zuzz.
I don't think the NBA teams go to any city looking to swim in the nearby lakes. So this whole question is somewhat unrelated to the Warriors' concerns. They're looking for happening bars.
You stay in a decent hotel. They got a restaurant, a bar there. You could go and have yourself a nice meal, maybe get the veal.
Right.
And then hit the hay, maybe. I don't know.
I guess they don't want to do that.
Does every night have to be Carnivale?
Yeah. Well, as somebody said, I don't know who it was.
Probably he Tim. Said, if it was good, probably Tim.
It's right. It's not the sex that wears the athletes out. It's the running around looking for it. It's being in the bars and drinking and all that, and a night that winds up with what you were looking for originally.
So what's your point there?
So maybe they ought to just go ahead and bring the gals. Bring the girlfriends with them. Bring the wives.
Yeah, Salt whatever. Lake might not have many animals.
What's in there, Plowsy?
Larva and brin flies.
Yep, brin flies.
Shrimp. You got a lot of
shrimp.
Animals.
Oh, shrimp. Cockroach of the sea.
Well, you got animals surrounding the lake.
Wait, Bryn Smith lives in a...
Oh, yeah, he was with the Expos and then came over to the Cardinals.
Salt Lake?
I want to Cy Young big with the
beard.
Cardinals, right,
got a big beard.
Yeah.
Got some barn owls. You got some bald eagles.
Okay, I don't think an owl lives in a salt lake.
I said there are animals that live around the
what
lake.
What lives in the Salt Lake? Anything?
It
nothing?
It looks like brin flies, shrimp...
Shrubs.
Darnell Coles has a place in there.
That looks like it's about it as far as shrimp. Inside the water.
Figured shrimp could live through it.
Nice size shrimp or like more like prawns?
Rich Gould would say that shrimp, Doug, the candy of the sea. You call it the cockroach of the sea.
Well,
and that's
it kind
not
of is the cockroach. Yeah.
You don't like a nice shrimp cocktail?
I do.
Seems like
I love it.
Put a little lemon on there.
The animal just kind of goes around the bottom of the ocean eating all kinds of crap.
Then how does it taste so delicious?
Yeah, what's that all about?
I don't know.
Might be a fun little project for us to work
but you,
on.
You would treat yourself at a restaurant. You go, I'm going to get the shrimp cocktail.
Sure.
Good for you. That is a great treat. Do you like that, Tim?
I do. I enjoy a nice shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, I do too.
Hey, shrimp cocktail, call in.
If you could. Doug, it's unbelievable because we have great emails, and at the top of the list is Justin in Columbia. So this Hot Shots email today is going to be something else. It's exciting. It's fun.
It's like Carnivale.
It is. It is, actually. So, Doug, if you don't mind, I'm going to do Hot Shots email today.
Okay.
Well, Justin in Columbia is up 2-0 here in the month of May, and he can get his third Lemmings lunch with a win today. Notice the iambic pentameter.
Yeah, I heard it.
Guys, I'm going to take the rest of the week off so Misty Plops can go back to pretending he's number one. You're welcome, Justin in Columbia.
Oh, my goodness.
P.S. Being the best emailer of this generation of emailers is like bragging about having the most successful station in the man or woman. P.P.S. Misty Plops, you've been put on notice. Oh, my God.
Justin in Columbia.
Hey, guys. It's so ironic that you were talking about the flight attendant shoe thing earlier, because yesterday I won a $99 gift card from emailing 99JoyFM. In case you were wondering, my name there is SpiritualDaddy52. Anyway, I spent the entire gift card on eBay buying game-worn articles of clothing from exclusively Latino landscapers. My first purchase was from a 52-year-old mulch spreader named Santiago, whose snakeskin thong went for $10. They were washed so it hurt the value of those, or else they would have brought mucho dinero. The second thing I bought was a steel-toed boot from a guy named Diego, who digs holes for shrubs in West County. They were worn in the spring, so they didn't have as much sweat as you'd like to see in the summer.
Okay.
And my big-ticket purchase was from a landscaper named Alejandro. That was a Lady Gaga song in 2010?
I don't know the year. I remember the song.
Who took a picture of himself laying stomach down on a pile of cut grass, feet fluttering behind him. He was wearing his stained wife beater, jean shorts, cut it short enough for the pockets to hang out, and Jesus sandals. I shipped the rest of what I had to snag, the whole outfit. I'm hoping to have Vaughn come over and model my new purchases for me tonight. Fingers crossed, to Mr. Nipples.
Mr. Nipples.
Who's a value play.
He's a value play, yeah.
You guys ever wear the wife beater undershirt, the t-shirt? Ever? I've never owned one of those in my life.
Not my thing.
I would never.
I think
wear.
As an Irish guy, you don't do that.
No. I don't know what the attraction is of that.
Morn. One more haiku to honor the Parkway Central Athletic Department. Matted coin slot fuzz. Hummingbird tongue in my rear.
What's this have to do with the Colts?
Taste my waist, boy.
Don't be smirched, Parkway Central.
See, he's in my DraftKings team. The last two guys have been in my DraftKings team.
Why would you want this fellow on your team? He'd just be smirched Parkway Central.
Did you hear that email? Great.
It wasn't great.
That was Tunnels 12,000.
He's really awful. Tunnels 12,000.
Guys, Plops here. Plops looking to go to the board, Doug.
All right. Hello, Plopsy.
Hell is upon us, men. Diapies has started to take on water. Right now, it's waist deep on the dance floor. Mr. Brian and Mr. Jordan had both showed up to help a sandbag. But now the two of them are out there on the flooded dance floor reenacting the scene from Dirty Dancing where Johnny and Baby practice the famous lift in the water. Mm. They're both topless and... Hang on a minute. Yeah, now they're both just passionately making out. Guys, this is a disaster. A sexy, hot, gay disaster. The DJ booth is still dry, though, so the tunes are still cranking in here. Manuel, that new twink dishwasher we hired, is on the ones and twos, and he refuses to play anything that isn't She's Like the Wind by Patrick Swayze. Ollie hijacked Aquafox, and he's on his way down now with some of his famous back alley pulled pork. Suck it, boy flood. So Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, assistant program director.
Gentlemen and firm Doug. With the Dotem Open being postponed due to some serious water sports, might I suggest we play at Doug's personal course, a cozy spot named Tap of Vaughn. Doug's course has soft, supple hills. His shrubs are neatly trimmed. His flagpole stands tall and proud in the gentle breeze. Doug will even put his hands on the shaft of your club.
Okay, that's enough! Who was it, Tim?
Neil Allen Craig Paquette, groundskeeper at Tap of Vaughn.
Neil Allen, Craig Paquette has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Hey, thank you, Right Business Products, for such a wonderful ink pen with my name on it.
As my second secret boyfriend, Cucky, cried my arms last night, it tugged at my heartstrings. Please, please, come out of retirement, he said. Only your true whimsical stories of you and Doug and those crazy positions you got yourselves in while staying in college. So guys, the plop stops here. P.S. by positions, I mean names like the Backstairs Boogaloo, Erotic Accordion, and Passion Propeller. So my ex-wife is unattractive, but Doug Vaughn gives me a chubby.
Is that Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man?
Company bylaws say I can't reveal that.
Company bylaws say he can't reveal that.
Howdy. Did anyone else see the weather-beaten gal behind the Predator's bench with the big hair and the gaudy crucifix? I'm not real hip on my country music, so I figured she was either a has-been star or David Coverdale from Whitesnake. Oh, yeah. Here I go again, and then that towny Catane.
Boy, she kicked the hell out of
Chuck Finley, right before he came over to the Cardinals. Just 2002, when he was traded for Coco Crisp.
Just really let him have it.
Those two kids still together?
Coco Crisp and the Cardinals, or the Coco Crisp
Connie
and the Angels?
And, Chuck.
Doug?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Glad they rolled out Fat Face Vince Gill. Boy, this guy's bad. Glad they rolled out Fat Face Vince Gill for the national anthem. He looked like a cross between Max Baer and Mindy Cohn. Doug, Max Baer?
That's a pretty good one.
Jethro.
He fought against... the Cinderella Man, Russell Crowe.
Jethro Bodine was Max Baer.
Max
Baer.
Yeah.
The name of the actor.
Max Baer.
Max Baer.
Right. Yeah.
Right. He fought against Russell Crowe in Cinderella Man.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I missed that.
It's a great picture.
Yeah, boy, I'm sure it's one of the all-timers.
It is! The cat, have you seen it?
Very good. Yeah. Max Baer, however, wasn't villainous. He was actually a good-natured guy.
And his family was mad. His family was mad they portrayed him as such, Doug. And some people thought it was anti-Semitic because he was a Jew.
All right.
He was actually a good-natured guy.
Yeah. They insinuated he was having threesomes, as if doing that would make you the Antichrist. Tee-hee-hee. Doug, if you look close beneath Jethro's XXL Preds jersey, you could see the rope belt holding up his jeans from the big and tall. The Duke boys are dropping the puck for Game 6 to really fire up the crowd. They're shooting dynamite arrows at a cutout of Chuck Berry. It's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech, who's already taken Game 5 and put in the W column for the Blues.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Hey, guys, just wanted to let Tim know that I had that candied bakey, and boy, does it make the juices flow in my snakey. That's all. JK, also wanted to let in my thoughts on that new opening. That girl's voice doesn't make me think quite as much about using Doug's scroty as a punching bag for my mouth muscle. Some tea box?
Oh, don't say mouth whistle. Key box.
No, tea box.
Tea box.
I think you gotta pay proper respect to the emailers.
Tea box.
I wonder if people are going to start grabbing him up for their fantasy team.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice value play. Sup, players? All this flooding reminds me of my first sleepover with celebrities. We rented out Cam's Boy Dungeon in Eureka. What a night. While Cam and Bergie made Swedish meatballs upstairs, Doug and I sampled... Nope.
Who was that, Tim?
River to Perry Yacht Captain.
River to Perry Yacht Captain, you've been suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time.
Morning, fellas. Late night heartbreaker in Smash Me. It has many people in the St. Louis area for the first time in history wishing they had lived in Jefferson County so they didn't have to wake up for work. Although I realize that living in Jeffco and having a job is a bit of an oxymoron. Look, I'm not here to redirect my disappointment in the form of rage towards the fine folks of Jeffco. I'll save that sadness and funnel it into sexual aggression, which I'll unleash on Doug's luscious and bodacious backside and show him what a predator really is. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Just a really bad email.
It wasn't terrible.
Hipster, Tower Grove
it's
South.
Pretty good.
Look
just
how long this email is.
Just a really
look how long,
bad
I mean,
email.
Look how long these
who's that from?
Barry Longwood.
They should know better.
Doug, Max Baer was the Cinderella Man boxer. His son, Max Jr., was Jethro on the Hillbillies.
He had time to write all that in? In that big, long email?
No, this was a text.
The long one didn't get read.
Right.
All right.
Because that's kind of one of our bylaws.
Yeah.
And finally, ahoy. Pretty middling show, this ma'am, I mean. Hey, Doug, what say we meet up later and snatch grab some snick snacks? We could scoop up a cup of delicious Wendy's sea salts or mayhap some Whitey's crinkle cuts and douse them some bitches and so much catsup and seeing as it's Wednesday and all, of course there will be butt stuff. Don't be silly. You look like an ass right now. How do you do? No fooling, Lefty Jacksmere.
Awful.
There's some things to consider here. This Hot Shots email today.
I have a check mark by no one.
I disagree. I think there was one that stood above the rest, and it might not have the big name yet, but I'm going Mr. Nipples, and I think it's pretty clear that it's Mr. Nipples.
It's not clear. I'm not voting for anyone. I didn't hear one that I liked.
I've set aside Mr. Nipples, and I've set aside Tunnels 12,000, and I still feel like there is some equity in the haiku. I go with Tunnels 12,000, so now I have to yield to the Speaker of the House, the Plow Predator.
Which is great. I think I cashed on my DraftKings team. I got two in the top.
yeah, that's huge for you.
Good for you. Good for you.
Which is rare. But I have to agree with Tim. It's,
Lucas.
You are dirty.
Come on, Danny Schwartz. Come on, Schwartzy.
Danny Schwartz invited me to shave some strokes on Friesman.
Did he? He's taking time out from his fabulous insurance business right there in Columbia,
yeah,
Illinois.
He's a pretty good earner.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he is.
Check the roster.
I don't know. I don't know if there's much presence over in Columbia, Illinois. Is that the Creve Coeur of the East Side?
I think it's more like the Olivet.
Doug, a lot of people are wondering if they murdered somebody, who to call. And the answer is JMH Law Firm, Jackie Papers. Okay. JMH Law Firm. Joe Harvath, attorney at law, providing passionate and aggressive criminal representation at reasonable rates. If you've been charged with a felony, misdemeanor, traffic offense, you better go to needalawyerstl.com. Traffic ticket, DUI, personal injury. You better go to needalawyerstl.com. Doug, did you get caught selling weed to Plowboy?
I have not.
You
no.
better go to needalawyerstl.com. Got caught drilling glory holes in the bathrooms.
Those don't exist.
Downtown. You better go to needalawyerstl.com or call 314-827-6222. That's 314-827-6222 for JMH Law and attorney Joe Harvath. With offices in St. Charles and Webster Groves, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements. It's time for the Lion's Choice. Swim source we've handed off to Frank Kuzman on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Time for us to shut it down. For the Plow Predator, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Sullivan, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.